Welcome to Innovation, a conversation with IBM clients and partners who are using new business models to help transform society. I'm your host, Barbara Finkelstein. Today I'm talking with Dr. David Ferran, professor and lead researcher with the Cancer Institute of New Jersey, a comprehensive cancer facility of the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, and the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. This podcast recording is being done in collaboration with IBM Corporate Community Relations. Welcome, Dr. Ferran. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, from my introduction alone, it's plain to see that cancer research is often done in collaboration with other organizations. Can you briefly explain what the World Community Grid is and how the Help Defeat Cancer Project came to be involved with it?
Well, I would say that the World Community Grid is, in some respects, like a big virtual supercomputer, which can essentially harness the collective computational power of computers which are distributed across the Internet. One of the bottlenecks in our own research involving cancer tissue microarrays was that it took a lot of time for our pattern recognition software to execute. And after speaking with a collaborator of mine, Professor Manish Parashar at Rutgers University, I became aware of the World Community Grid, and we decided to submit a proposal to IBM for consideration. Like many other modern-day projects in cancer research, the Help Defeat Cancer Project required a cross-disciplinary team of investigators whose collective expertise could bring the project to successful completion. For this particular project, that meant bringing together researchers from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Rutgers University, and the Cancer Institute of New Jersey.
What kind of research are you doing that requires tapping into the grid?
We are focused on developing the imaging and computational tools which would enable investigators to perform a reliable characterization of protein expression in immunostained cancer tissue arrays. And some of the pattern recognition algorithms that are used to analyze these specimens are extremely computationally intensive. The World Community Grid accelerates the pace of performing these evaluations and also allows us to perform these assessments with a much broader set of experimental conditions.
What exactly is pattern recognition?
Well, pattern recognition is the ability to sense organization in data. It can be used for anything from seismic data to the stock market. In our case, our lab focuses on automated interpretation of medical images using pattern recognition.
Is it accurate to say that it's something like a digitized tissue bank?
In our case, we are creating, of course, a digitized set of cancer arrays. But that's not the end point for our experiments. It's rather the beginning of the process. Our real interest lies further downstream. We're using advanced imaging and computational methods to look for correlations between the computed expression signatures of these cancers and the histologic type and the stage of the disease progression. So this initiative will allow us to begin to accurately access the unique characterizations for a given patient population in order to personalize the choice of treatment. And it may have significant impact on drug therapy. The World Community Grid is not only speeding up the rate at which we can analyze the specimens, but it is also providing us with the capacity to perform the analysis with much higher degrees of sensitivity.
What makes the grid an important tool in cancer research?
I would say that modern cancer research is generating large numbers of measurable parameters ranging from the molecular level up to the macroscopic level, including biomarkers, microscopic images, and radiological studies. It seems that currently our ability to extract these measurements and generate data exceeds the capacity of most institutions and consortiums to analyze and assimilate the information. The World Community Grid is exactly the sort of resource which can propel cancer projects with such high levels of complexity.
If you weren't using the grid, what technologies would be available to you? I mean, would their costs be prohibitive and that's why you wanted to use the grid?
Just to give you an idea, prior to the Help Defeat Cancer Project, we were performing these experiments on standard computers. Given the current number of subscribers participating in the World Community Grid, we can actually perform nearly 130 years of computation per day. It's difficult for me to imagine any other technology that would afford us that level of computation and at no cost.
Right. Now, there are a lot of individual computers that are part of the World Community Grid. Do you ever worry about security issues?
Well, first, I'd like to clarify that although these tissues actually represent real patients, all of the necessary precautions have been made to de-identify them. That is, it would be impossible for any hacker to track the specimens back to a specific patient. Second, IBM had a team of programmers and scientists visit my laboratory and systematically examine every line of code to make certain there were no security leaks. During the course of that time, I must say, my staff and I were extremely impressed by the level of expertise and professionalism of the team. And I'm not worried about security issues. In fact, I'm running the Help Defeat Cancer client on several mission-critical computers throughout my laboratory, as well as on my family's home computer.
So who does get access to the research data that you and your colleagues are accumulating?
Well, this work is actually not only sponsored by IBM, but also by the National Institutes of Health. It will be published in books, peer-reviewed journal articles, and presented at national and international meetings. The results will be shared with the scientific community. The computational tools that we are developing will provide insight as to which patient populations are most likely to respond to a given treatment regimen, while also providing information that might be used for future drug design.
Is there any connection between the work you're doing on the World Community Grid and the development of personalized medicine?
Absolutely. While tissue microarrays are not currently utilized to render a primary diagnosis, they do make it possible for investigators to determine the specific type and stage of cancer present and to systematically investigate which therapies or combinations of treatments are most likely to be effective based upon the outcomes of patients exhibiting similar expression patterns. We are beginning to build a library of the biomarkers and correlated clinical profiles that one can imagine might be used by physicians in the future to provide decision support in therapy planning, enabling them to choose the most effective treatment for any given patient.
You know, at IBM, we talk about helping organizations develop innovation that matters. Do you see your work as innovative?
Yes, although there are many other investigators around the globe who are utilizing cancer arrays to carry out their experiments, most of those individuals are utilizing manual or semi-automated methods to analyze the arrays. Our objective is to develop a reliable, high-throughput means for characterizing the specimens using state-of-the-art image analysis and pattern recognition techniques. This project and two related projects, which are funded by the National Institute of Health, have already resulted in two U.S. patents.
What would you say you've learned in the course of your work with the grid about research collaborations, about partnering with IBM, and about the technology itself?
Large-scale, multi-institutional collaboration is becoming indispensable for a broad spectrum of research and clinical activities. These collaborative efforts are often conducted with investigators and resources spread out over multiple campuses, cities, and states. So future progress in several key areas will rely upon the capacity of individuals from disparate sites to interact, to share, and to assimilate information. By developing the World Community Grid, IBM has established a model which has and will probably continue to facilitate collaborations among cross-disciplinary teams which would not otherwise have access to such powerful computing resources.
Can you see how the work you're doing will help people with cancer? For example, I had a friend, a very young woman who had breast cancer, and I think if only she could have held on for another year, research such as the type you're doing might ultimately have given her more years of life.
You're absolutely right that as these new biomarkers are being discovered, it's giving us a handle on what treatment or therapy planning should be utilized for the specific patient that you're looking at, rather than taking a systematic approach where everyone would go to chemo and everyone after some later date would go to some other medication. We are able to say down to the estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor, and protein expression that your characterization, your signature, is consistent with all of these other patients who responded to this particular therapy. So it's a way of customizing therapy going forward.
Dr. Ferran, I'd like to thank you for speaking with me about the Help Defeat Cancer Project. I know many of us have had family and friends who've struggled with cancer. We all look forward to the day when specific treatments will restore the people we know and love to good health. You've been listening to Innovation, an IBM podcast. I'm your host, Barbara Finkelstein. Thanks for joining me.